time to move on to a little something we call...
The Steve Cochran Show presents the top six at six.
That's the best number I've heard yet.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Six.
Lucky guess.
My favorite number is six.
The top six at six on 720 WGNS.
Item number one is the non-story of the day. 2 pages of Donald Trump's 2005 tax return were leaked last night, likely by Donald Trump or someone in the Trump universe, because the 2005 return showed that he paid taxes, not necessarily his fair share, but on $150 million in income, he paid something around $38 million in taxes, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 25%. And isn't he a swell guy? Those 2 pages show absolutely nothing. They prove nothing. And all we're asking is that you, Mr. President, do the same thing every other president has done. Release your tax returns. This is not a release. This is a leak. And this is a typical Trump move. Leak something, claim it came from somebody else, create a distraction over the other two stories of the day, which will be the major stories of the day. And that's Trump Care, Ryan Care, and the wiretaps. And that's it. Because here's the deal. Again, there's only a couple arguments you can make in politics, because politics ain't that hard. And that is, if this is indicative of all of your taxes, then why during the debates, when it was brought up by the New York Times that you likely hadn't paid any taxes, did you go, well, that just proves that I'm smart, therefore admitting that you hadn't paid any taxes? Did you not know about your 2005 returns?
He probably doesn't know. He probably just has all of his accountants and people doing it.
I have a feeling that if you gave $38 million to the government, you probably know.
That's true.
But in the meantime, why not then just, if there's nothing to hide, if this is indicative of all of your taxes, then why have we had all of this talk for all of these months? Just release them all. Just prove that every bit of suspicion about you is wrong. Let them go. Release them. If they love you, they'll come back. Let them go. Release them into the wild. That's all.
That'll be our big story in 2030.
Next! FBI Director James Comey, will he or won't he? Today he is supposed to tell the Congress whether or not there is, in fact, even an investigation going on into the wiretap claims that the president could clear up simply by saying, I'm going to pick up the phone now and call and see if there was a wiretap. That's the kind of power he has. He could also declassify any documents that are previously classified at the same time. Comey's announcement or announcement to Congress or leak from Congress as soon as it's announced to Congress should come somewhere around midday when Melissa McCarthy does her briefing. One more time. By the way, do we know if Melissa McCarthy is going to appear as Spicy Spicerman again anytime soon?
I think it's going to be in the future. I don't think it's this weekend. But I think she will be back at Sean.
So she hasn't decided she won't do it anymore?
No, she has not said she won't do it.
Okay.
Like Baldwin said he won't do Trump anymore. Or he said
he's
going to
think
about phasing it out. Yeah.
He just wants to be told how great he is. Item number three, there is a man named Jeffrey Epstein, who is a accused and soon to be convicted pedophile. Very well off, very rich man with a plane. A plane that he is said to have flown around with teenage girls on it who were willingly or forced to have sex with old men. Old men that may or may not have included Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. Hadn't heard about this story? This was floating around for the past couple of years. The trial of Jeffrey Epstein is coming up. In that trial, the president is on a witness list. Now, that does not mean he will be called, but that means he could be called. Got anything uglier than that today? I don't think so. Next.
Gross.
Bracket day today. Let's go live to Carmen now. He is ensconced right in the middle of a bracket, a giant bracket here on the floor. He's going from region to region. If I had to ask you to pick your winner right now, who's your winner?
The Northwestern Wildcats, Steve. Let's go Cinderella all the way. No, I'll take Villanova for the back-to-back.
When was the last time we had a back-to-back?
Last back-to-back, I read it yesterday and forgot it now. It's been a while, but it has happened.
Was it a Duke, right? North Carolina?
I think it was a Duke. Hang on. Last back-to-back NCAA.
I don't like Duke. I always pick Duke to lose early on.
How come we don't like Duke?
Because they just always win.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just irrationally fair as a sports fan.
That's how I pick my bracket.
So, last back-to-back NCAA champions, Mark Carmen was?
Last back-to-back, Mike Jacobson was?
Last back-to-back, Mary Sandberg was.
Anybody have Google on the show?
Illinois. Oh, no, wait. That wouldn't happen.
Anybody? Anybody? There's people in their cars right now who are driving to have this answer.
North Carolina.
It was actually Florida, 2006 and 2007.
That's what it was, right?
2006 that was and 2007?
Yeah.
Because you know who was in the championship game in 2005.
That would have been Illinois.
Then Illinois, yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Long time ago.
Next! Ben Affleck said he did the rehab stint, and he's out now. He admitted he did rehab, and he admitted he's out now. Well, I just admitted he's out now. He's out now.